Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You'll be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hello, how can I help you?
I just noticed this stain on my blouse and I need it for an important meeting later today. How long would it take to clean it?
It looks like a small job, but I won't be able to get to it for about 20 minutes. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to clean it, though.
So half an hour? I guess that's okay. I'll wait here until it's ready.
Number 41. Where is this conversation taking place? Number 42. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 43. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for coming, Mr. Foster. I'm Jacob Reed, the maintenance manager of this library. Here is the wall with the hole that needs to be repaired.
It'll probably take a few trips to repair completely, since I'll have to apply a few layers of drywall mud and then sand it and paint it.
Unfortunately, you will only be able to work during the evenings after the library closes at 7 o'clock. How long do you think the work will take?
I think I can probably do it in about 4 days. I should be finished by Thursday.
Number 44. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 45. When must the repairman do the work? Number 46. How many days will the repairing project take? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Brittany. I just got a call from Mr. Hamilton. He's a little upset that he hasn't received his travel itinerary.
That's odd. I emailed the itinerary to him on Monday.
Really? Are you sure you sent it to the right address?
Yes, I got it directly from his company's website. I'll call Mr. Hamilton to let him know that I'll print out a hard copy and fax it to his office right away.
Number 47. Why is Mr. Hamilton upset? Number 48. What did the woman do for Hamilton on Monday? Number 49. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Rebecca. Would you like to join the marketing team for lunch today? We're meeting at the Sunflower Restaurant around noon.
Is that the new Mexican restaurant on the corner of Millet and Thomas Street?
Actually, it's a Thai restaurant, but yes, the one on the corner. It got a great review in the newspaper this week. The critics said the noodles there were fantastic.
That sounds great. I love noodles. I'll meet you downstairs at 11:50. We can walk there in less than 5 minutes.
Number 50. What are the speakers talking about? Number 51. What information was in the newspaper? Number 52. When will the speakers meet? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that the company logo is going to be redesigned? I got an email yesterday about it.
Yeah, I actually heard about it at the sales meeting last week. In the middle of the meeting, the marketing department told us about their new ideas for the logo and also asked for our suggestions. They are planning to start working on it next week after reviewing all the ideas they gather.
That's exactly why they emailed the rest of the staff yesterday. They want new ideas. Did they say why they decided to change it? I thought the old logo was quite good.
Well, people did think it was simple but impressive. However, the marketing department was concerned about the colour of the logo. They want a brighter coloured design with a more modern look in order to attract more clients.
Number 53. What are the speakers discussing? Number 54. How did the woman find out about the change? Number 55. According to the woman, why will the change be made? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. Good morning. I'd like to open a new checking account at your bank, but I'm not currently your bank customer.
Okay, we'll need your photo identification. Do you have your driver's license or passport with you?
Yes, here's my passport.
Thank you. Now just fill out the application form while I make a copy of your passport. I'll be back in a minute.
Number 56. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 57. What document does the man show? Number 58. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
As you know, not many factories are using so many robots. You can see how many robotic devices we use in our automated assembly line.
That's pretty amazing. This factory seems to be fully automated, but some of the machines are old models.
That's why I've asked you here today. We need to upgrade or change some of the machines for better productivity. I'd like you to decide how many machines should be replaced and get an estimate of how much your company would charge to do that work.
Number 59. Where does this conversation take place? Number 60. What is the man impressed with? Number 61. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. Did you happen to see the new drama starring Samantha Bell on television last night? It was really good.
I wanted to watch it, but I had to work at the department store until 10 last night. She is one of my favorite actresses.
Well, maybe you can watch it tonight. They're showing the same episode again at 9 on Channel 8.
Great. I'll make a note on my calendar so I don't forget.
Number 62. What are the speakers discussing? Number 63. Who is Samantha Bell? Number 64. What will the woman probably do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. May I see your passport and your ticket?
Here you go. I'm a little worried about my connection. I noticed that the flight to Denver arrives at a different terminal than my connecting flight to Rome. So I'll only have a few minutes to get from one terminal to the other. Would you be able to arrange a shuttle bus to take me to the other terminal once I arrive in Denver? I have a very important meeting in Rome, and I can't miss it.
That's not a problem. I'll arrange for a shuttle bus to be waiting for you upon arrival. I've also printed both of your boarding passes, so you won't have to check in again in Denver.
Number 65. Where does this conversation probably take place? Number 66. Why is the man concerned about his trip? Number 67. Where will the man have a meeting? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I rented this videotape here on Thursday evening, but when I tried to watch it last night, it wouldn't work properly. The picture is not sharp and has some moving lines on it, and the sound quality is very poor.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. That is one reason why we don't carry many videotapes. They are all wearing out, and we've decided not to replace them, since most people are watching movies on DVDs and other digital formats.
I actually have a DVD player, but I didn't think you would have this old movie on DVD. I'm wondering if it's available on DVD at the store.
Yes, it sure is. Most older movies are being converted into digital formats these days. Follow me. I'll help you find the DVD version of this. I'm sorry about the inconvenience. To make it up to you, your next rental is on us. Number 68. What's the problem with the recording? Number 69. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Number 70. Why did the man apologize to the woman? Go on to the next page.